Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Thank you very much, Chris Villard. This is the Stoney and Jansen program. Don't forget, as always, on Mondays, TJ Lang will be in here 9 o'clock. To really dissect the game and argue with John Jansen whether Jonah Jackson is soft or not. They didn't need him yesterday.
No. But I think that, I mean, this goes to an issue that I talked about last week when we were talking about Jonah Jackson. Is this team really tough enough? Like we saw, and you mentioned it, the whole Hard Knocks thing.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you know, grit. And you know, oh, we're gonna be tough, and we're gonna be, you know, biting kneecaps. We're gonna do all this. So the persona of this team is that they're tough, and that they're, you know, everything about it is, hey, we're gonna scratch and claw and get everything we can. But then when you watch them on the field defensively, there's no toughness out there. Like that's, I have an issue with that. That's my biggest issue. I understand that they still need to turn over the roster.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of work to do defensively, and they're going to have salary cap space. They're going to have draft picks. They're going to have all of those different things that you can address this year on defense. Question I have is, how do you fix the toughness?
Yeah. All right. We have a question for our Twitter followers, Stoney and Jansen with Heather. And the question concerns defense between two of the football teams in our area. So the question goes, who is worse at his job, Aaron Glenn or Scotty Hazleton? Because the Michigan State defense is sieve-like. They played much better. I don't say much better. They played better on Saturday. I mean, they held Maryland to, what, 24 points it was?
Yeah.
That's not horrible.
No. It's not horrible. No.
But it's been awful all season long. You saw what happened when Minnesota went into Spartan Stadium, a Minnesota team that lost to Purdue. You saw what happened to Washington when they played Washington. And Aaron Glenn, it speaks for itself. I imagine I know who's probably going to win this thing, but it's you know what else is so funny about this?
What's that?
Is remember last offseason when Aaron Glenn was interviewing for the New Orleans Saints head coaching job?
And Dan Campbell said, are you going to bring up the quote? That Dan Campbell, it would be like him walking around without his pants on?
Pretty much. But I'm talking about fans, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, pantsed.
Thankfully, AG's staying here. AG has not done a good job.
No.
Either is SH, meaning Scotty Hazleton, as well. And I think the chances of both being back here next year are about the same, wouldn't you think? Unless one of them turns it around quickly?
Well, who has a chance to turn it around more quickly? I think that there's a chance that Aaron Glenn could get the defense to perform better. I don't want to say turn it around because better, you know, instead of 48, maybe you only give up 35.
Right.
And that's Michigan, still the worst in the NFL.
And Michigan State next week takes on Ohio State. So you would assume.
So in the near term, yes, so you the prospects assume, aren't good.
Yes, if they hold them to, you know, mid-30s, that will be, progress.
Yes.
I mean, I don't see Wisconsin scoring a lot of points on Michigan State the following week.
And the Jim Leonard.
Paul Chris got fired yesterday, if you didn't know that.
I did not see that comment.
No, that's something that they, I'm surprised they would do, but. And I don't see Michigan State giving up over 35 to 40 points to Michigan either. I think Michigan right now probably is the better team, obviously, but I don't think they're going to. It's going to be a scoring show.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve comment on that one until we get to that week.
I understand.
I want to get everybody off the rails right now.
I know. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797, but you can vote on our Twitter poll, Stoney and Jansen with Heather. Who's worse at their job, Aaron Glenn or Scotty Hazleton?
Can I be Wojo?
Both.
Yeah.
There's no third option. You got to vote.
Yes, exactly. All right, we have some ticket text here. The next time Hutchinson gets a quarterback sack, you better just stand up and walk back to the huddle. I don't want to see no dumb dancing or celebration, not from somebody who's playing like he is.
Be like Barry.
I think next year we contend for the division. Goff has proven we do not need to draft a quarterback. We should get three starters on defense in next year's draft. That would be nice. I wouldn't count on three starters. If you combine free agency, maybe.
Well, we'll see what what L.A. does in terms of where that draft pick is.
Go Niners tonight, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a Lions fan, but I love tuning in, listening to Lions fans' miseries. It's hilarious.
I told you guys that in that last drive before Penny that if I was there as a fan, I don't know if I could have exerted that amount of energy on third down again.
You wouldn't have put up the three card?
I don't think so. I had zero faith that they were going to stop him.
That is the stupidest thing we do.
The three?
Yeah.
So it's funny you say that because I was watching the game last night. Afternoons are tough on Sunday, so I watch it delayed. Obviously knew the outcome. I'm watching it with Jack, and he's like, why are they holding up threes?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, because it's a third down deal.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and goes, that's dumb.
I know.
Okay.
That's from an 11-year-old.
It must be a sponsor. I think it's a sponsor thing.
What's worse, that or four fingers for the fourth quarter?
I'm okay with the four
Gator. That's on Gator's list.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Honestly, when Doug and I were sitting next to each other on the plane on the way back on Saturday, and we're watching the Spartans take on Maryland, and it gets to the fourth quarter, because I am aware of that, we're in the back row of the plane. I instantly put up four.
That's awesome.
Just because I know.
Campbell is a rah-rah guy, not a head coach. 4-16, not good. Well, you're right. It's definitely not good. How about the third down stop the Lions get, then the refs give the Seahawks the play over? Looks like the refs, the NFL, are back to screwing the Lions. All right, there's your black swan event. That could only happen to the Lions.
So this is one thing I want to hear from Dan Campbell when he joins us tomorrow. What did the officials tell him? Because when they came back on, as it was described to me before I saw it, it was like, hey, it was kind of a mystery as to why they basically just gave him a mulligan. And that's kind of what it feels like. But is there a description from the officials as to, hey, one of the officials had to have blown it dead? I mean, that's the only explanation, because if there was a clock error, but nothing was blown dead, and they run the play, like, I don't understand why you run it over then. You just give them a mulligan.
Well, you had that, and also the picked-up flag. Seems only happened against the Lions.
Lions coaching staff needs to stop with their Anzalone love affair. It's clear they parade him out there no matter what guaranteed him a starting spot and let him sit all preseason. How long are they going to allow him to be a step late in every play before he gets sat down? Let Barnes take his spot. At this point, I'd rather have Jared Davis than have Anzalone play. Jared Davis is on the practice squad, and Derek Barnes, he still looks lost in year two.
But Anzalone is – I would rather put up with Barnes being out there.
I agree.
Because to get the reps. That's one of the things I liked about yesterday, at least with Joseph. I know he looked lost at times, but they do need to play at times. Mm-hmm. Anzalone's been in this league for years. You know what he is. Mm-hmm. He looks like a walk-on. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Tough, undersized effort guy.
Yeah.
Really, the situation is he's a step and a half behind.
It's too early to call Hutchinson a total bust. He's slow and unathletic looking in this league, an overrated product of the Michigan PR machine. The Lions were pushed into drafting. The number two pick should be an immediate impact player, not a three-year product situational player.
I don't believe
that part.
Any NFL
I agree
team
with that part.
Is pushed into drafting
no,
a guy.
No, that part is correct. He should be an immediate impact player, and he's been disappointing. But I'm not going to call a guy a bust after 4 years. And he's not slow.
No. He's not slow.
No, that's not his problem. His problem, he's got to figure out the pro game a little bit. And no, believe me, the Lions could care less where he went to school.
Yeah, that had absolutely zero effect on it.
Yes. Does Hutchinson still play for the Lions? The guy is clueless. I've only noticed him in a half a game this year. Looks like another busted draft pick. Could be, but it's like I said, I'm not going to call anybody a bust in 1 year after four games. On the TD run by Smith, you can see the Lion defender 7-8 yards behind the pocket watching him run. You can't be that far out of the play and be effective. Please, for all that is good, fire Glenn. He's been a tire fire for a year now. The excuse of no talent only goes so far. You gave up 48 points to a team who's tanking. The worst defensive performance in 22 years of being a fan. They spent 10 picks on the D the last two seasons, and the D still sucks. That's from Sean. Look, you go through this defensive roster here. You tell me who's good. Deshaun Elliott. Malcolm Rodriguez. Maybe?
I am. Okay.
Alex Anzalone.
No.
Jeff Okuda.
It's going to be serviceable.
Amani Orourie.
I think he'll still be serviceable.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Joseph. Mike Hughes.
No.
Aleem McNeil.
I think he's going to be a good player.
Derek Barnes.
No.
Charles Harris.
It's situational.
Michael Brockers.
No.
Chris Board.
No.
Isaiah Bugs.
No.
Julian Okwara.
No.
Thank you very
much. What about Romeo?
Romeo, they're a big contract, too. He can't get his ass on the field either.
Yeah.
How much of a difference would he make if he was playing?
They would only give up 46 points. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.